Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have to start out with a little bit of news that I think is just a terrific comeback story, Mary Kay.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
This warms, as Ken would say, the cockles of
Dennis
the heart.
As Dennis Leary would say.
Josh Gordon got a Super Bowl ring for New England. Mary Kay, what are your thoughts on that? Great story.
You know what? Let me just say that I've always, from the very first day I ever talked to Josh Gordon, all I ever really hoped for him was that he would be able to get himself together off the field and live sort of an addiction-free life. It was evident right from the start that he had a problem, and I always hoped for him that he would get that side of himself together so that he could go on and live a productive life. So,
well beyond all that,
great feelings about, you know, Josh as a person, and right. I'm happy for him that he got a ring. I just hope that he can get the other parts together.
Well, I can't take any pot shots after that conversation. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Because I was going to say, well, aside from all that, he had that great playoff performance. Oh, wait, he didn't. All right, Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show this morning. All right, Lima, you've been talking to her. How do you want me to start this off? Do I bring up Baker Mayfield in his comments? No. I didn't feel that they were out of line. Shocking, I know. Did you feel that his comments were out of line about Duke Johnson?
Not necessarily out of line, but some pretty bold statements to make about a teammate. I mean, generally you don't hear that coming from one teammate to another. And I think it just kind of shows how things have kind of deteriorated with Duke Johnson and the team. I think it might be a little bit hard to come back from that when you've got your quarterback, saying the things that he said, you know, in terms of self-inflicted and, you know, if you're not going to be on this train, usually you don't hear that. And I think what Baker's trying to do and what we saw him do throughout this whole entire minicamp was assert himself and say, you know, this is my team, I'm the leader, this is how we're going to do things. And he kind of stood on the fringe of Duke's podium press conference the other day, and he seemed to be, you know, shaking his head a little bit, like he just didn't like what he was hearing. And then he went and expressed those sorts of things. So generally, you don't hear that, teammate-on-teammate sort of thing. I don't know if out of line seems like too strong of a word, but they were some strong comments.
Mary Kay, you spend more time in that locker room than we certainly do and more than any other reporter in town. I'm just curious how you think that plays in the locker room as somebody who is, you know, 24 years old, talking about a veteran, even though Duke's not all that young, not all that older than Baker Mayfield. They're pretty close. But someone who's been in the league for 3 years and obviously has his circle of friends in that locker room, went to the same university as David Njoku. How does that play with them, do you think?
Well, Baker is the undisputed leader of this football team right now. Those guys respect him. They understand his talent. They know where he's about to take this team. And I don't think anybody really has any problem with what he's saying or what he's doing. He can do no wrong right now, I think, in the eyes of the players, the fans. So I don't think people really are having a problem with it. However, you know, Duke does have friends on the team, and I'm sure that even though guys, you know, don't mind what Baker said because he can say whatever the heck he wants to say, I'm sure there are some guys that completely 100% still support Duke and understand why he feels the way he does.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So how do you expect them to do this now? Because they don't seem to have any chance of moving on from Duke Johnson. It probably is in Duke's own best interest at this point to show up and to try to do good work with the Cleveland Browns, even though that Kareem Hunt will probably be back after week 8 and will probably take the reins as a 1 or 2 sharing time with Nick Chubb.
Well, you do exactly what Duke did. He said what he wanted to say. He expressed himself. He waited until he got here to do it because he didn't want to be an outside distraction when he wasn't here working out. So he stood there. He expressed how he felt. And then he went to work. He put his head down, and he worked his tail off in the camp. And that's what he'll continue to do because that's what Duke Johnson does. And now the other thing, though, that you have to remember is Freddie Kitchens, when we asked him about Gerald McCoy opting to sign with the Panthers, you know, stood up there and said, we don't want anybody that doesn't want to be here. We don't want anybody that has reservations. So if he can say that about Gerald McCoy, obviously they don't really want somebody with Duke's mindset around here. Now, if Duke can change that mindset and say that he wants to be here, you know, then maybe bygones can be bygones. But right now, he just told us that he still wants to be traded. So therefore, I don't see how these two entities can coexist right now. And I think it would be best for all if they can find a way to move him.
All right. Well, you answered that question. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. How would you work in OBJ now that he's back with mandatory minicamp? I understand that he was able to just basically take flight with the offense there. Do you think that there's any sort of subtleties that he would need to go over with Baker Mayfield, or should things be shipshape?
Well, here's what I think. I think it's great that they're going to have time together in Southern California in the break between this mini camp and when training camp starts on July 25th or whatever it is. That's going to help them a lot because, as you heard OBJ say, he's still adjusting to the speed and the strength of Baker Mayfield's arm and the ball and the way that it comes in. So that's one thing. And then also, you know, you can look at your iPad all you want, but until you get out there on the field and start running the plays and you know, trying to assimilate the offense, you know, that's another thing entirely. So I think that it will help them. He admittedly is catching up and is behind, and that's fine. It is what it is. But I think that those guys, like Baker said, they'll kick it into overdrive and they'll get it together. And I think when he shows up in July for training camp, I think you'll see even a different OBJ.
Mary Cabot joining us. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. I want to ask you about Greedy Williams. He goes 46th overall. Will you call her Mary Kay Silver? So I just want to make sure. Anyway, Greedy Williams.
Why do you
goes,
do that?
What
Why
are you talking
you
about?
Mary Kay, hold on. Why would you set
I didn't
up
say
that?
Anything.
It's been weeks since I've called her Mary
I
Kay
I didn't even
Silver.
Say anything. I was asking about Greedy Williams, who Mary Kay was taken 46th overall, and he had that pick six everyone was talking about in camp. Is he making the type of impact that people are talking about? Is he looking like a steal there in the second round?
He did to me. He looked like a first-round cornerback to me in this camp. He got very, very active. I mean, he did not – sometimes rookies will kind of get the lay of the land a little bit, and they won't be going gangbusters in an early mandatory mini camp like this, but not Greedy. It looked like he had been around for a long time. I mean, he was not – the moment wasn't too big for him. He was not fazed at all by covering OBJ and or, you know, trying to swipe passes from Baker Mayfield. I mean, he just went out there and he rocked it. And it was really cool to see. And I think he's going to help bring up the intensity and the level of everyone's play in the defensive backfield. He had a great camp.
Are the Browns a top five team that has the most pressure on them going into the 2019 season? Yes or no?
I would say yes. Let's say yes. Absolutely. I think
I say yes. Yeah.
The expectations are very high, and when you add that many talented players, that many first-rounders, that many Pro Bowlers, and you've got Baker Mayfield, it all starts there. Yes, I think you can put them in that category.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. Let's talk about this defense. And, you know, we went through a exercise in futility earlier in the week about naming the new defensive line if they signed Gerald McCoy. Clearly, they didn't get Gerald McCoy, but Freddie Kitchens said that defensive line is the strength of this team. Do you agree with him that it's the strongest unit on the team?
Well, right now, no, I don't, because you have Baker Mayfield. And, you know, I don't know that you can put the defensive line ahead of what Baker Mayfield's going to do for this football team. So I'm going to say right now that I think the strength of the team is Baker Mayfield. But we'll see. Maybe I'll be wrong about that. They do have an excellent defensive line, but when I look at the whole defense, I still think that the secondary is going to maybe even beg to differ with Freddie on that by the time it's all said and done. I think they're going to have a heck of a season.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Can you give us any insight to what type of workouts they'll be having in L.A.?
Well, you know, I think for the most part, they're going to be out there just trying to run the offense, and I think that Baker Mayfield will probably be, you know, trying to use the terminology because that's half the battle sometime when you're trying to learn a new offense, is that you have to be able to understand the language. And you can't play fast if you don't understand the play that was just called. So I actually think that they'll probably be really working on, you know, some of the plays using some of the terminology from their iPads and in their playbooks, and helping OBJ get up to speed in that way. And they'll be, I'm sure they'll be out there at USC again, probably. And, you know, there'll be a number of them. I mean, Antonio Callaway, who I asked him yesterday about his goals and kind of gave a pretty strong answer there. He'll be out there. Njoku will be out there. They'll get a lot done.
I just want to state for the record, I stole that question away from Anthony because he outed me about Mary Kay Silver. Mary Kay, do you have a problem with me calling you Mary Kay Silver every now and then?
No. No, you can, you're like Baker Mayfield. You can do anything that you want.
Mary Kay, you did mention Antonio Callaway, and you talked to him. He said his goals were 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kitchens in this offense really gets everybody involved. And I wonder if, like, Odell can have this massive year and can set career marks in this offense. I don't know that he can, not because he's not good enough, but because we saw Baker got everybody involved. If you were on the field last year and if you could catch the ball, he was throwing it to you.
Well, we're going to have to see how that plays out, because dividing the ball up and spreading it around and all of that is all well and good in theory. But when you have your superstars that are going to start to, you know, maybe perhaps see Pro Bowl signs in their eyes and dollar signs, you know, then let's see how that's all going to go when you know, maybe you're catching 50 or 60 passes instead of 90 or something like that. So there are so many weapons on this team. And the other thing is, you know, they're going to need to run the ball. I mean, this offense is built to also run the football. So they're not going to just go out there, and even though that's basically what Todd Monken did a lot last year in Tampa Bay, this team is going to be more balanced. So you've got to divide that up between Nick and Kareem Hunt as well.
All right, Mary Kay, appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to getting a chance to talk to you. Get some time off now. The players are getting out of here. You got to take some time off.
Where are you going? Are you going on vacation?
No, not yet. I haven't made any plans. It's just one little trip to Chicago, and that's about it.
No weekend in North Carolina on the beach? Nothing?
Nothing yet, but you never know, you know? Let's be spontaneous and see what comes.
All right, I'm looking forward to hearing the story.
I like spontaneous, Mary Kay. Thanks for joining us again, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.